Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good afternoon, or good morning, wherever you may be in the world. This is Larry Elliott, Blog Talk Radio, WFYT Radio. We have about 33 million people that listen to our broadcast all over the world, and we are so glad to have you with us today. You can give us a call at 347-205-9429, or you can email us at elliott21us@yahoo.com. That's ELLIOTTUS@yahoo.com. We have a very special guest that we're going to be interviewing today, and she has such an interesting background, a very interesting concept. And I think that you all will enjoy our broadcast today, because this is something that I think that will intrigue you and also will be able to enhance your knowledge about this particular subject. We have with us today Ms. Colette Lajos, who is the owner of the East West Clinic. They're in the Tri-City areas, I think, in Minneapolis, St. Paul area. And I want to bring her on the air with us to kind of explain what she does and how she is doing. Colette, are you on the air this morning?
I am, Larry. Thank you.
How are you?
I'm fine. Happy
That's
to be
wonderful.
Here.
Well, good. We're glad to have you on the air as well. Colette, you have a very interesting business. As we were doing the prep show for the prep work for this show, one of the things that really intrigued me about your business is that you have a different approach to healing. Now, I want you to tell our listening audience a little bit about yourself and a little bit about what you do.
Okay, Larry, my background originally was nursing. I have a master's in nursing, and I used to teach at universities like the University of Minnesota here, School of Nursing. And 15 years of being in nursing, I decided that I wanted to learn something different, a different approach to healing that was more natural. I was not very thrilled with the dependence of Western medicine on prescription drugs and chemicals and surgery. And I've heard about acupuncture, which is originated from China 4 or 5 centuries ago. And it brings about healing to the body using needles and herbal medicines that are non-chemical. Mm-hmm. And I was very interested in learning this, and so in 1981, I took the course in traditional Chinese medicine, and I have been in practice doing this since 1984 with great results. I would love to share some of my stories with your audience this morning.
We would love that, because I was going to ask you about that. We just got an email question in here, Colette, and people want to know, is acupuncture, is it painful? You know, when you mention needles, people really think of pain. And we've got 2 or 3 emails here pertaining to that. Can you kind of address that and also give us some of your experiences, if you will?
Yes. The needles, Larry, are very fine. They're not like the intradermal and hypodermic needles that are used in hospitals. These are very fine, almost just thick enough to penetrate the skin without folding. And they're very sharp, so they go in fast. And most people would say, I hardly felt that going in. But there is a slight sensation that you feel when the tip of the needle connects with the energy point that we're trying to access with the needle. But the pain is, I would say, nothing to cry about or to be afraid of, because even children as young as 4 or 5, they can take this. It's just like a little, you know, mosquito bite. And so it's not a painful procedure. There's a sensation, but it's not pain, and it's momentary. We use this in different parts of the body depending on what we're trying to achieve. So it's used for example, asthma, allergies, depression, in addition to, you know, pain syndromes.
I see.
The reason I'm so intrigued by it myself is because I personally have allergy to prescription medicines, to many of them, not all of them. Mm-hmm. But when I was 18 years old, I was a student nurse, and I took something as benign as aspirin, and it created a reaction called anaphylactic reaction. I had to be rushed to the hospital, and they almost had to do a tracheostomy because my neck swelled up, my face swelled up, and I couldn't breathe. And mm-hmm. so since then, I've been in search for something for myself that would be safer than drugs. And sure enough, I'm finding that this can do many things. I mean, it has limitations. I'm not saying that it can take the place of other forms of medicine. There's no substitute for, say, if you had a heart attack, if you had mm-hmm. massive bleeding, you still need Western medicine. But in between, you know, a lot of the chronic problems can better be treated without long-term use of drugs, which may, in the end, have many side effects.
I see. Hey, we got an email in here now, Colette, from a young lady by the name of Linda from Birmingham, Alabama. And she wanted to know whether or not acupuncture and this type of approach, can it actually prevent illnesses? Can it be used as a preventive measure? Or do you have to be ill or whatever before you start this procedure?
No. That's a very appropriate use for prevention. In fact, in China, I have read that in the earlier days when this was more used, because even in China nowadays, many of the so-called modern thinking people think that modern medicine is better. But way back, they used to have doctors assigned to certain blocks, and they would be the primary physicians for these places. Mm-hmm. And the people would not pay, would withhold the payment for their doctor, for their acupuncture doctor, if they got sick, because the purpose for the treatments were to prevent diseases. And so, yes, in fact, when people come here right now with an acute problem, when that is stabilized, and that might take 12 treatments, I say to them, now, if you want to stay healthy and do preventive rather than wait till you're sick again, you come mm-hmm. here and I'll do the tune-up. I'll check your pulses. I'll check your tongue. I'll determine what channels of energy are weak or have too much energy, and we will adjust that and balance you and put your systems in better order and not wait until you get sick again. And depending on their age or the chronic situations, that may be once a month or once every 6 weeks.
That's wonderful. This is Larry Elliott, Blog Talk Radio, WFYT Radio. We're on the air this morning, this afternoon, or wherever you may be in the world. We're with Ms. Colette Lajos, and she is in a very intriguing, interesting field. Colette, I understand, too, that you are an author. I think you have a book called Conquering the Non-Drug Solution. What is that all about?
Yeah, it's actually, the title is Conquering Yeast Infections, the Non-Drug Solution. And mm-hmm. I'm talking here about something that is not just for female problems. It's not a vaginal mm-hmm. yeast. It's mm-hmm. A yeast called Candida albicans, and it grows primarily in the gut first, in mm-hmm. the lower bowels. And mm-hmm. because people do not know that they have this overgrowth of yeast, they're not aware that many of their symptoms are related to this. And the symptoms are fatigue, allergies. Some of them have chronic nasal drainage, skin problems, anxiety, mm-hmm. depression. And so they have a myriad of chronic problems that no matter what they do and no matter what prescription drugs they take, it's not responding. And the reason it's not responding is they have this overgrowth that needs to be controlled because it weakens the immune system, and it then develops many other chronic problems, including down the line many nervous system problems like the autoimmune diseases, multiple sclerosis, mm-hmm. A condition called Scheidreger syndrome, which I have written a lot of articles about, and I'm the only one so far that's linking Scheidreger syndrome with candida overgrowth. And when I treat them using that method of purging them from candida, the symptoms reverse. And in the Western diagnosis, they're told that this is a terminal problem, it's very crippling, and within 7 to 10 years, they die. It's a terminal problem. But when I get them early enough, meaning they're not too debilitated, they're still breathing, they're still walking, they're still talking, and I purge them from the yeast, they come around. And so I wrote about this, and it was published in the Townsend Letter, which is an international journal. And now I get people from all over the world and all over around the USA. And I screen them carefully because I don't want them to come when they're too debilitated, it's too late.
But
when I get them early enough, I have them stay at least 2 weeks in the Twin Cities, and I give them intensive care, meaning 2 treatments a day. I change their diet. I put them on the systemic cleanse, and they slowly reverse the symptoms. And
so Connor, let me ask you, how would someone get in contact with you? Give us your website and your contact information, because people need to know about this information. I know people there in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area would love to maybe go to your website or either come by your clinic and talk to you about this. And also people who are maybe overseas or in certain parts of the United States would like to contact you as well. So how would they contact you?
Yes, first of all, my website is www.eastwest.mn.com. And my phone number is 651-429-9595, and that's in White Bear Lake, Minnesota. And I have another clinic in Roseville, and that is 651-636-6200. And, yes.
Wonderful. Now, you all just heard that. I want you to make sure that you got this information down, and I'm going to repeat what she just said. Her website is www.eastwest, that's one word, eastwest-mn.com, and you also can reach her at 651-429-9595. We're on the air this morning with Colette Lajas, and she's an RN. She has an MS degree. She's into natural healing, which I think more people now, Colette, are really getting into that avenue, because people have tried Western medication, and Western medication appears has so many side effects. So let me ask the question. Do you believe in the practice maybe of herbs and herbal remedies as far as treating people or treating illnesses?
Yes. In fact, I do that in conjunction with the acupuncture. When we say traditional Chinese medicine, what that really means is the use of acupuncture and herbal medicines and a change in diet and some exercises like Tai Chi and Qigong. So it's a complete model for bringing about cure and health. And so in our practice of herbal medicine, I use both what we call patent medicine. These are already made and prepared and put into pills, pill form or powder form that we get, and the suppliers are many in this country now. And yet in the earlier times when I first came into Chinese medicine in the U.S., many of our products were directly ordered from China or Japan. But now we have suppliers from California and the other coasts. And now I've also learned the use of herbal medicines that are from your own backyards. And so I teach patients how to use, for example, a very common weed called plantain, and how that can be, the leaves can be boiled and can be used to strengthen the immune system and prevent allergies and allow the healing of the intestinal tract naturally. And it's free, you know, they don't have to buy it. So they just have to learn how to use some of the medicinal herbs in their own neighborhoods or in their own backyards.
And you teach people how to do this, correct?
I teach people how to do it. And in Chinese preparations, there are the patent medicines that are already prepared and in, you know, containers and bottles. But there's also what we call raw herbs. And this is where we decide which leaves and stems and seeds are needed, and we weigh them, and we teach them how to brew it so they're drunk as a tea. And they're really very effective and very safe, and usually these are taken for a short term because the purpose of these herbs is to correct the problem that exists. And the correction goes this way. We may identify that the pattern of illness is caused by excess heat in the liver channel or something like deficient energy in the kidney channel, causing mm-hmm. them to not be able to hold their urine and have urgency and, you know, problems with the bladder and the kidney. So we pick the herbs that would then correct the problem. If it's insufficient energy, we give them herbs that will increase the energy and warm mm-hmm. the channel. And so because it's corrective, it can be done in conjunction with acupuncture within a few days, sometimes a few weeks. And so these treatments and these herbs are not ongoing for life, which mm-hmm. to me is a blessing because, you know, with Western medicine, they put you on high blood pressure medicine and that's for life. And same, then pretty soon you have high cholesterol and you had another pill, and then you have diabetes and you have another pill. And the way we control all these diseases is with acupuncture and herbal medicine, and they're corrected within a few weeks. And so,
let me ask you, that's fantastic. Now, do you find that more people in the West are really taking a more severe look at this type of a practice? Because, as you're correct, in the West, they want to give you a pill just about for everything, aspirin for anything that may ail you. But do you think more people are looking at this as a way of treatment?
I think so. Based on statistics that were collected, I think, by the NIH, National Institute of Health in Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
In the early, all these alternative medicines, which includes acupuncture among many, like chiropractic, naturopathic, homeopathic medicines. Somebody in the mid-80s from Harvard did a survey of people and to find out their use of these types of medicines. And they were amazed at the results. And I don't have that information in front of me right now, the statistics, but it's in the people were spending in the billions. I think, if I remember right, $13 billion in out-of-pocket costs for alternative medicines and herbal medicines.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, the trend for Western institutions and hospitals to integrate these treatments in their settings have become more done, or, you know, they've made it possible. But
mm-hmm.
my fear is a lot of that is based on economics. It's not a sincere desire to help people. They say,
mm-hmm.
oh, you know, now people are using this, we better be part of the, you know, the market and capture that market as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so you hear now the term integrative medicine, and that's four settings like university hospitals or clinics that say, yeah, we offer Western medicine, but we also have acupuncture and chiropractic and whatnot. And
mm-hmm.
so in some ways that's good, but in some ways, again, it's exploiting the value of the natural medicines, because it's best practiced, I think, when it's not part of a large setting that involves, you know, the usual hassles that go with bigger settings. For example, in my setting, we are on time. It's easy to get an appointment, easy
mm-hmm.
to get parking. They don't get lost in a big setting, and they like it. You know, it's truly an alternative way to find health care, and
okay.
I like it this way.
We got another email question for you here, Colette, if you would like to take this. And basically what this gentleman would like to know, do insurance, major medical insurance, will it cover the procedures that we're talking about here today as far as the acupuncture and also the herbal medicine? If someone came into your clinic and they have insurance, will some insurance pay for this?
Yes. For example, here in the Twin Cities where I am, Health Partners is an HMO, and they cover acupuncture. They will not cover herbal medicine, but the cost for that is very cheap, you know. For example, for a whole month supply, it's about $40, and that's affordable. And Blue Cross Blue Shield has included my clinic in their network. We are covered by automobile insurance for, you know, pain resulting from a car accident, like neck pain, low back pain. And then some workman's comp, it varies from carrier to carrier, but we have a few carriers here in the Twin Cities of workman's comp policies, and they've known our practice and what we can do for patients, and we get patients from them for workman's comp. And I hear that in California, the state of California, the Medicare covers this now. And so it's just beginning, you know, the trend towards understanding what we do and how safe it is.
And you know, at least that is so good, Colette, because I tell you, if you look at some of the advertisements that we see on our TV each day and the side effects that some of these drugs will cause, more people need to start looking at this, I think, because it just makes good practical sense. We're on the air today with Ms. Colette Lales, and she is in the Twin Cities area, and she is the owner of the East West Clinic. And we're having a very interesting conversation with her, some things that I think that you all, since all of these emails are coming in, that are very much interested in. And I want to just show you how you can get in contact with Colette, because I think she can answer some of the questions that you're emailing in to me here. Her telephone number, of course, is 651-429-9595. And I would highly recommend that you go to her website. I was just on her website not long ago, and it's a nice site with a lot of information. www.eastwest, that's one word, -mn.com. That's www.eastwest-mn.com, and you will be able to see some things there that pertains to our discussion this morning. And Colette, you also have some articles and things on that site as well, correct?
Yes.
Great.
I've written articles, of course, on the neurological problems that I have found great success with. I've mentioned multiple sclerosis, the Scheidegger syndrome, also called multi-systems atrophy. I have articles on candida, chronic fatigue, reflux, IBS. I have a case study there written by a patient herself who had Crohn's disease. She was 28 years old, and it took me 6 months to reach her, and here she was. They were ready to do a second surgery and give her a colostomy, which she was able to prevent just by doing the cleanse I was talking about. And then smoking cessation is the other article that was written by a patient. And, that's pretty much what's on my website, along with the products that we sell.
It's a very informative and a very educational website, and I'm very impressed with you, and also impressed with the work that you're doing, because you're helping so many people. And I actually think, broadcast like what we're doing now worldwide, Colette, we need to get this information out to people so they will know how to make an intelligent decision themselves. And I think one of the primary reasons our listening audience do not know about this is because, number one, they're not alerted to that. So this is our job, is to do that. And also, again, I want my listening audience to contact Colette, because she is, I think you're onto something here. This is fantastic. Her telephone number is 651-429-9595, and her website is www.eastwest-mn.com. That's www.eastwest, which is one word, -mn.com. They're in the Twin Cities area. Honey, let me ask you, before we conclude our interview, this is just so intriguing, and there's so much information that we just don't have time on this particular interview to cover today. Do you think it may be possible sometime in the future to maybe have you back? Because I think people are really interested in what you have to say. So do you think that may be possible?
I would love to do that, Larry. Like you said, we need to get the word out. And the other thing, Larry, that is just coming in the newscast is that the environmental impact of the chemical drugs that people are ingesting, it ends up in the sewers and the water, and it's very hard to clean up.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're poisoning our waters and our environment with all these drugs that go into our bodies, but also are being dumped by pharmacies, you know, for outdated drugs. And so we do have to help clean up our planet by, again, considering non-drug solutions to healthcare.
And you know, that's very interesting that you said that, Colette, because we were interviewing a doctor a couple of months ago, and the doctor said exactly the same thing that you just mentioned, is that a lot of these outdated drugs or unused drugs are being flushed down the toilet, and they get into our ecosystem and really create a problem. So that's one of the primary reasons that I think personally that people need to start looking at practices such as yours.
Yes, because, you know, the herbal medicines we use and many of the Western nutrients that we use are all made from natural sources. So even when they do end up in our sewer systems and into our waters, They do not pollute. It's like, you know, carrots and broccoli and plantain. They don't make any damage. They might even improve the environment.
Right, I understand.
It's really alarming to me the amount of, you know, we wonder why so many kids are being born with autism and ADD. And it could be part of, you know, the pollution that we have created in our environment and partly from drugs. For example, I'm seeing an autistic child, 12-year-old, and they say the cause of his autism is testosterone that's very high level. That's just one of the many causes in his case. And so consequently, here's this 12-year-old who has excess testosterone and he's over 6 feet tall and he cannot talk. He's nonverbal at this age. And you wonder, where did he get the excess testosterone? Is it the Viagra in the water? You know?
Right. I see it. That's something to really be concerned about. Seriously, we need to be concerned about that, not only here in the United States, but I guess anywhere in the world, because this can be a problem. We have another question here before we end our interview. We got about another minute or so here. But, Colette, this person wanted to know, do you have or do your profession have any repercussions from the American Medical Association as far as trying to prevent education on these particular type topics?
No, because nowadays we have certification boards. It's a national board that gives us certification, make sure we are qualified. And states now give us licensure, meaning they make sure you have the education and you have passed the boards and you're qualified. And so, for example, here in Minnesota, the Board of Medical Practice oversees our licensure and practice. And that weeds out charlatans who, you know, learn it for 2 weeks and are not really qualified to practice. And so one of the things they have to check in their own states is there a state board that licenses acupuncturists? And could they get a list from them of who might be in their neighborhood?
Okay.
There's also a website for finding an acupuncturist in their neighborhood, and I'll give that right now. It's www.acufinder.com. And so they're saying, well, I live in Birmingham, and where do I find one? Use that website or call the Board of Acupuncture in your state.
Okay, that's acupuncturefinder.com. That is wonderful. Colette, you have been a wonderful guest. You have given us such great knowledge and education on what you do and the profession of acupuncture and also alternative medicines. This has been a This has really, really been a great, great interview. And I want to thank you so much for your time. And I would love to have you back on the air with us as soon as we can. This is Miss Colette Lajos in the St. Paul, Twin City area of the United States. Colette, thank you so much for the interview. And we're just so intrigued with you and what you do.
My pleasure, Larry.
All right. Thank you so much. Larry Elliott, WFYT, Blog Talk Radio, 33 million strong. Be sure to give Colette a call, and you will be hearing a lot more about her clinic and about her practice. Wherever you may be this evening, this morning, or this afternoon, have a great day and a great life.